This is Twit.
Google I.O. is literally right around the corner.
Yep.
Watching. Anyway, apparently there might actually be some hardware at the event.
That took me a second, but then I got it.
All right, good. There might actually be some hardware at the event this year. Google posted a teaser to the Google Store saying something big is coming to the Pixel universe on May 7th. And you know what also happens on May 7th? A little Google I.O. keynote of some sort. Total coincidence, I'm sure. Or probably not. Apparently, they're also touting a tie-in with the Avengers Endgame, which maybe Ron cares about, with an AR Playmoji for Pixel devices. That's exclusive to Pixel devices. So we've been pretty used to there being no hardware at Google I.O. It kind of sounds like they're not only are they going to have hardware there, but they're going to like release a new phone there. That's kind of new.
I hope they do it just to keep us on our toes and stop saying, oh, it's just a developer conference. And like they can use this however they want to. And so they want to roll out hardware again. They'll start rolling out hardware again. There's no rules.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I wonder if everybody's going to get a mid-range phone at Google I.O.
And it's going to be tied in with the whole thing about how important it is to include all of the world in all of the apps.
Actually, yeah. And actually now that we're kind of talking through this, that would not be out of line at all, considering any time at Google I.O. when they've given out a phone in the past, it's not like it's been a top-of-the-line phone. It's been a Nexus phone, which has typically been kind of in that mid-range price category, not always top-of-the-line, you know?
Exactly. So. And I bet they're going to make it super low-key. It's not going to be like the actual Pixel event that happens in the fall. It'll be like, hey, we're going to talk about this. And then developers now can buy this phone to do these things with it. And it's available on this date for this price. And it also has the impeccable and amazing Pixel Visual Core processor. See, I wrote the speech.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
You didn't include Axel Foley, though.
I didn't, no.
Okay.
That's in the after. That's when they played a little the concert at the end of the day.
Okay. Good. They better. Apparently, the 3A and the 3 Axel will be offered not only on Verizon, which Verizon has had the exclusive, which I don't think I realized until I was kind of reading the articles. I was like, really? Verizon's had the exclusive on this? We probably talked about that many times, and it didn't click.
The exclusive carrier promotional material.
Oh, okay. Well, now apparently T-Mobile's on board.
Through Google, but the carrier couldn't like have a commercial around it. Like only Verizon could have a commercial around it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that's weird. So if you didn't have Verizon, you were like, oh, nobody was trying to upsell you on the Pixel. You had to come do it on your own.
Yeah, right. Somehow. Well, apparently T-Mobile is going to be on the boat. Yeah. And then Android headlines say they have exclusive first look renders of the new phone. So if you're wondering what it looks like in an exclusive sort of way, there you go. Bezels are back, baby. No notch, no teardrop, no nothing up there. It's just a forehead and chin like the old school.
Just a good old phone like you remembered.
Yeah.
A good old phone.
Good old phone. Just a good old phone.
With a full face.
Never mean no harm.
So there you go. The 3A and the 3 Axel coming to a Google I.O. near you, which Google I.O., by the way, not next week, but the week after. We are working on something very special that week. Usually in the past, we've had interviews with Google execs, and it's very possible that's going to happen again. So we're still trying to firm things up as far as
that's concerned. We're interviewing Pikachu. To coincide with the launch of Detective Pikachu.
Actually,
I knew it.
I've been telling you
what a great idea to get Pokemon in on the advertising. Sorry.
That will be all you. If we are in fact interviewing Pikachu, I'll just watch.
Played by Ryan Reynolds.
You'll have all of the important questions to ask. The hard-hitting Pikachu questions.